Hello, everybody. Wednesday, June 9th, 2021. Hero workout today. CrossFit hero workout. Named JT for Jeff Taylor, who was a SEAL killed many years ago in Afghanistan. I didn't know him, former SEAL myself, but did not know Jeff. But this workout is profoundly challenging. It is the definition of intentional interference, where every movement that you do interferes with the next movement that you do, making it even more challenging. So a really tough workout today. And, you know, it's always good to remember there's a real person with a real story behind all of these CrossFit Hero benchmark workouts. Today's workout, we're also adding in our little caveat of doing it not for time, if you so desire. We do this once a week. It's a good physical and mental break just to keep you sane and healthy mind, body, and soul so you don't get burnt out. We do it once a week, but you're always authorized to not run the clock on any day that you don't want to run the clock. That's in your power. And I'm a big fan of doing that every now and then, which is one of the things I attribute to why I've been able to do CrossFit for 16 plus years, not get burnt out, and feel great doing it. So there's power in that. So here's the workout. 21-15-9 reps for time. Or not. So again, you want to do it for time, absolutely, but you know, or not, of handstand push-ups, ring dips, and push-ups. So that means 21 handstand push-ups, 21 ring dips, 21 push-ups, then 15 of each, then 9 of each. The last time we did this workout was February 5th, 2021, and as you can see, we've got pushing overhead, followed by pushing in the ring dip, followed by pushing in the push-up. Push, push, push. Pecs, shoulders, triceps, lats. Midline has to be stable. So intentional interference is the name of the game. And the push-ups don't seem they should be that bad, but after the handstand push-ups and the ring dips, every set, some of the toughest darn push-ups that you'll ever do. So this workout, again, given it as the not-for-time option, is a great day just to make it a gymnastics training day. Don't run the clock and just accumulate the volume in all these different wonderful gymnastics movements and walk away a better athlete. We've got videos showing kipping handstand push-ups. A video showing the ring dip happens to be strict, but you can by all means kip in the workout and the push-up. A word of caution for the handstand push-ups, and this goes for any really gymnastics movement, is yes, the workout calls for kipping, but you shouldn't do kipping handstand push-ups unless you have strict handstand push-ups capacity. And I would say the same thing for the ring dips as well. So you want to build that strict strength first. Super fitness robot time. If this is one of your wheelhouse workouts, this is data pulled from beyond the whiteboard. 9 minutes or less. More likely time, 16 minutes and 30 seconds or less. Or quite north of that if you're deciding not to run the clock. You got to break up these movements a lot, take a lot of rest to recover, and just get in the work. Scaled option today, 21-15-9 reps for time, or not, of a shoulder press using 60% of your one rep max, dips off of a bench, box, or a set of bars, and then push-ups or knee push-ups. And that's a great way to do it with the shoulder press in place of the handstand push-up. And if 60% is maybe not what's great for you, I would say you want to choose a load that on that first set of 21 when you're fresh, that you maybe have to break it into like 3 sets of 7 or a 10, a 6, and a 5, something like that. If you just blast through all set 21 on unbroken shoulder press, you probably went too light. We've got videos showing the shoulder press, the bar dip, dips off a box or a bench, and then push-ups and knee push-ups. Limited equipment option. They've got all the gear they needed, so the workout of the day is JT. No equipment workout. 21-15-9 reps for time, handstand push-up, V-up, and then push-up. We've got a video showing the V-ups. Accessory work. Optional as always. 200 double-unders in as few sets as possible, or if you're still working to get double-unders, set a clock, and for 5 minutes, here's your chance. Double under practice. We've got a video showing that. And then just hang from a pull-up bar. And that ideally will feel good on your chest and pecs after everything that you just did. Accumulate 2 to 3 minutes just hanging from the pull-up bar. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball, pec stretch laying on your side, and the pec and chest hands behind. Each of those holding 1 to 2 minutes. Each of those has a video. Great workout, named after a real person with a real story. Tomorrow's a rest day for most of us. I encourage you to take it, and I'll see you back here on Friday.